Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's episode will explore and ask you to reflect upon fun. In almost all work settings, people take personality assessments or participate in team-building exercises. Many times, these are designed to encourage people to embrace and engage with their teammates or colleagues in different ways. You're told that you're a visionary or a strategist. You're an introvert or an extrovert. You are perceived by others to be aggressive or passive. Most people begrudgingly step into these exercises only to find upon completion that they enjoyed it. They learned something new about themselves and others, and although they didn't want to do it, it turned out to be fun. Fun. Why is it such a big deal when something turns out to be fun? Why is it people tell you, it's going to be fun? So many of us sigh. Life should be purposeful. Life should be engaging. Life should have very deep meaning. Life should be fun? In the Heath Brothers' new book, The Power of Moments, they explore why life seems to accelerate as we age. One theory they present is that we get into deep routines as we age and we stop improvising. We slow our willingness to take risks and we settle into routines of predictability. Predictability and routines are not usually words we use to describe fun. Between puberty and our mid-30s, they say, life is filled with rituals, excitement, newness, and fun. This time period is also when people take the most risks, are exposed to a lot of firsts, and are pressed to learn new skills in order to survive. You graduate, you fall in love, you may have a family, you start working, and so on. It is the time that the majority of people worldwide say was the most fun and engaging time of their life. But once we complete this stage, life seems to accelerate. Do you remember when you were 12 years old? Getting your driver's license seemed like forever. When you were 19 years old, turning 21 felt like an eternity. And when you were 25, you felt like you're never going to be 30. Never, ever. But when you reach your mid-40s, suddenly 5 years ago seems like a week. And 4 years from now is, well, it's coming at light speed. Has anyone ever said to you, enjoy this time, it goes really fast, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I hope so. Or the opposite? Ever find yourself suddenly being the old person and telling others, oh man, I'm telling you, you need to enjoy this time. It goes really fast. Well, if you have, here are two thoughts, or actually two reflections. First, what are you doing if you are in the stage of your life that everything is new in order to truly enjoy that moment? And what are the people out of that stage doing for you in order to enhance these great experiences with you? And second, if you are past the allegedly most memorable or engaging stage in your life, what are you doing to ensure that you and the people around you are having fun and slowing life down a bit? Today, we are seeing record levels of anxiety, obesity, and depression in teenagers and young adults. Play needs to come alive. And it starts with the adults. In the 21st century, apparently everything has to have a plan because nothing can occur without one. So here's my challenge to you, if you are young or old. Plan some fun. I was amazed when I Googled the word fun in researching today's topic and found all of these lists of ways to have fun. Drink hot chocolate in summer. Wear a bow tie while cutting the grass. Read a book or look up at the clouds. What? Frankly, I was saddened at some of the things on the list. I mean, blow up a balloon? Really? But then I started to reflect, and I remembered that some people may have simply just forgotten how to have fun. I get it. Work, life, responsibilities, they're overwhelming. But having fun cannot go by the wayside, because life's going to move pretty fast.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
The Heath brothers demonstrated how a lack of fun accelerates life because you have less unique memories to fall back upon and that routines don't stick in your mind the same way that jumping into a pool with your clothes on to cannonball your best friend would. I mean, right? How many times in your life are you going to remember that day, that moment, that feeling, and the reaction of everyone around you? That's called joyfully living in the moment. I saw a sign once in a camping store out west that said, No one ever put on their tombstone, "Here lies a woman who wished she'd have watched more TV." Point is, you make your own fun. And if you work with younger people, you can see they are filled with energy, the energy to find the fun, to take the risks, and to explore life. And if you work with older people, believe me, there is a desire within each of them to have more fun, and sometimes they just need a little spark to show them how to have fun again. Why try to contain all of that? Instead, we need to embrace it, harvest that energy, and plan to make life fun for both you and them. As research professor Brené Brown wrote in her best-selling book, The Gifts of Imperfection, a critically important component of wholehearted living is play. Play is as essential to our health and functioning as rest, but spending time doing purposeful activity is rare. In fact, for many of us, it sounds like an anxiety attack waiting to happen. Fun comes from being spontaneous and doing things that are not expected. When I was a kid, my dad would take my brothers and I for rides, and it was done in an effort to get us away from my mom a little bit on Saturdays. He would pull out of the driveway, and every time we came to an intersection, he'd say, "Left, right, or straight?" And he'd rotate which son got to pick the direction, and we'd just go, driving all over the place and laughing at the pressure of choosing a direction, or my dad swerving the car at the last minute because one of us was indecisive. Oddly, we always ended up at my grandma Nitsky's right around lunchtime. But the point is, he planned to have fun, and we did. So make the ordinary extraordinary, and you'll create a memory. Slow things down a little bit, and have fun. If you must have a plan so that you can mentally wrap your head around your day, try this. Delegate the plan to the young people. Tell your children, students, grandchildren, or millennial employees to plan it. You want memorable. You're going to get it. Here's how you do it. Ask your young kids to plan the morning and watch in amazement at the level of detail and adventure built into the time. Ask a teenager to plan an afternoon, because of course, they're not going to be up in the morning. But give them specific boundaries. No technology. We're not staying in this house. And we can spend this amount of money. And they'll rise to the occasion. They'll feel empowered. And you'll enjoy it. And finally, ask younger employers to plan the next meetings and give them the expected outcomes. Who knows where you'll end up, but you'll learn a lot about yourself and others. The fun will be for all, and they'll be empowered to do it their way, which makes it fun for them and you. It's natural as we grow and age to look backwards to reflect. The older we are, the more romantic the memories. However, we need to look forward to fun. If you've listened to the extended podcast interviews, whether it was the governor, a senator, a struggling parent with a child with an addiction, or a man who conquered cancer 4 times, there is a spirit within them. Each of them were fun. They were fun people, adventurous people, optimistically living for the future. Fun only goes by the wayside when you decide it was something from yesteryear. We have a responsibility to ourselves and others to have fun, be upbeat, and create engaging moments for others. Fun is defined by everyone individually, but I can tell you what it looks like. It looks like laughing, smiling, arms around each other, hugs, movement, eye contact, and a lightness felt throughout your body, almost always followed by a great night's sleep. Fun is a common experience that fills the spirit with joy and energizes the soul. You want to be happier and slow life down? Have fun and make fun for every moment. So instead of looking back and thinking about how fun it used to be, look forward and think of how fun it's going to be. Instead of yearning for the energy or for laughter, make it. Make it energizing and fun. And instead of wishing that time would slow down, make it slow down by doing something extraordinarily different. Break the routine. Break the process. Go against your quiet instinct to sit in Netflix and go move into some new spaces that will allow you to find satisfaction, engagement, and fun. So let's do some smart thinking. Why is fun or being funny viewed as a lack of seriousness all of a sudden? Did you know that the oldest recorded joke from around 1600 BC is a Sumerian fart joke? In a world where everyone looks at a screen in their hand through their phone to capture a moment in which they are living, what can be done to capture that same moment in a non-electronic way and make it more fun? If you're not having fun, who are you dragging down with you? As you approach your week, How can you turn the normal into the abnormal experience and make it memorable and fun? Finally, how can you reinforce those in your life that are fun so that they know you enjoy what they do for you? And how can you pay that forward to others? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, please share this with your friends on your social media platform. And also, remember that if you want to have us provide you some fun, reflection, or leadership development, just email me at ted@cesa6.org and we'll figure it out. I have the most fun when working with and supporting others, and we'll come to your school, your business, or create a retreat for you and your friends or your family to provide some time to think, reflect, and plan. And finally, take a moment after this podcast to just simply do one thing. Text, email, or write a note to someone who makes fun for you, or even fun of you. Sometimes the most fun things in a day are simply being told by others what it is that you mean to them.
It seems these days blues covered up in a cloud and a blanket of grays. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you in a bottle of wine. Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. Well, there's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me?